Welcome to Bro Down, the show where four brothers who know nothing argue about something.
I know some things.
My name is Greg, and in order of the things they don't know, my brothers are...
Probably Scott. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'll be Phil.
I don't know why I said probably, because I'm definitely Scott.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever done Scott. The joke where they said somebody else's name there yet?
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
You said you were Greg. Me.
Does anyone have this great idea?
I had this great idea.
I said everyone because I wanted to be generous, but I knew it was a thing that I would do. And I was surprised if I hadn't done it yet.
I knew it was a thing that I did. I just really wanted to. Hey, remember you guys that great joke someone made where they said the wrong name?
Remember that episode where I was really funny?
I didn't remember if I'd actually done it or not. It just occurred to me to do it, and I thought, why didn't I say Phil's name? And then I thought, I've probably done that before, so that's what I was really asking.
True.
Thank you.
I almost always cut whoever's introing off, but then remember that I already did that.
Yeah, that joke's been done by all of us, I think.
It's been done!
Good epi, boys.
So what do we got this week?
EpiPen. Greg, you got any rock talk for us?
Got any rock talk?
Oh, man. Dwayne.
At the time of this episode... We don't know what'll be current because this episode doesn't come out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, he's just such an active
man.
Have we talked on the air about
how much we love Dwayne? Yes.
Rocky Mountain Professional Wrestling League before?
No, that's a thing.
What? Yeah, this is amazing. So I went to an untitled event. That's what they're titled.
That's
they're
what
titled
we'll call
untitled,
it.
And they're at the Denver Art Museum.
So when they win the cummerbund, it just says untitled on it.
No. Hold on.
Yeah.
The Art Museum puts on these events once a month at the end of the month, and they're always like they're different every time. They're very experiential, and at one of them, they had these guys from a pro wrestling league here in Colorado called the Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling League. And two of them were giving a tour of the museum, and they were in their costumes. So they're wearing like knee high boots and Speedos and no shirts. And it was hilarious. I had three of my kids with me, and we were like, hey, let's go see what those pro wrestlers are doing. So we watched them. We were taking the tour, and in the middle of the tour, they're interrupted by two rival wrestlers. And what do you know? Their ring has been set up downstairs because they were going to do a demonstration. And it just turns out into a big wrestling match in the middle of the art museum. And it was incredible.
So are you saying there was somewhere where a wrestling match broke out?
Yeah.
It just broke out.
It just broke out. It was incredible for a few reasons.
Conveniently,
the
ring is here.
One. I have never seen
cut a hole in a box.
Like something more athletically difficult than some of the stuff those guys were doing. It was insane.
Yeah. Oh, they are incredibly fit.
We're close enough to see that they're not hitting each other, but a guy jumps up and pretends to kick another dude, and this dude is they're both like 6'5" 300 pounds, solid muscle. So he pretends to kick him in the chest with both feet, doesn't actually hit him. And the other guy launches his body into the air, does a backflip, and just lands on his face. But he could like throw himself up and go limp immediately. Like he's strong enough to just launch him.
Thing,
right?
I don't know, man. Even on a trampoline, I don't think I could do something like that. And I don't believe in yourself. Is it a full-on trampoline? It's loud enough when they stomp on it.
It's bouncy, but I don't think it's a trampoline.
It seems like it's springier than like a gymnast springboard, but it's also so loud when they stomp it that it's not just a full-on trampoline. Some of the stuff those people were doing was incredible, and I had never appreciated how hard it was before.
Right.
So it kind of blew my mind. And then the second thing was amazing was that there was this dude there who's sort of a indiscriminate savage warrior man. He wears like war paint and long hair, and he's supposed to be Norse, but he's got a lot of other imagery mixed in there. And anyway, he was hiding out in the middle of the tour in one of the exhibits very convincingly, and then like sort of menaced people and came to life and scared the living daylights out of my kids. And then when he saw them later, he like came over and apologized in character. And did the thing where he like had them high five him and then pretended like their high fives really hurt him.
Yeah.
But he like totally sold it, and they loved him. So this morning we were looking up this guy's videos and like watching professional wrestling because they remembered him.
So this guy freaking just made incredible. A lifetime wrestling fans out of your kids is what you're
yeah,
telling me.
Yeah, and it was weird because I do not like stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
you
I've
do.
I've never been a wrestling fan, and this just blew my mind. So
I'm talking about you like
hooked.
Fast and the Furious. This is the same thing.
Well, I love Dwayne.
I love Dwayne too, but he's not in it anymore.
He's getting a spinoff though, right?
But he's not in wrestling anymore.
A spinoff of what? It's just
Fast and the Furious.
Oh, the Fast and the Furious.
Is
Scott
he?
Meant wrestling.
Did
yeah.
you mean wrestling?
Yeah, it's going to just be called
I thought you meant just Dwayne's
Furious.
Getting a spinoff just in general. Just Dwayne's getting a spinoff.
Of the whole world. He's spinning off the world.
Dwayne's spinning off a new Earth. How do I get on that Earth, please?
It's called Dwayne's World.
It's
how
called
do I
Furious
get on that
1,
Earth?
Starring Dwayne Johnson.
This is actually a thing. So this will be old news by the time this episode drops, but I want to talk
yep.
about it. I want to talk about it. Speaking of Furious. So yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but Tyrese Gibson was in Fast 8.
I saw you tweeting about this like crazy.
I made one tweet about it, actually. It was
I
just
thought
the
it was
one
a good
tweet.
Tweet.
I made one
I'm
tweet.
I'm going to say, you might just want to read your tweet. I thought it was a really good tweet.
I'll just summarize here. So Tyrese basically is apparently having a one-sided feud with The Rock where he's very upset with him. And he made a post on Instagram saying that if Dwayne Johnson is in Fast 9, he won't be. And I feel like that's just like the dumbest move anyone could make because no studio in existence is ever going to say, okay, we'll drop Dwayne Johnson. Like,
yeah,
it's just like
for
the
you,
definition.
Tyrese.
Yeah.
It's just seems like the definition of a poorly thought out plan. Like, all right, well, it's either me or him. And they're like, yeah, obviously it's. Obviously him, Tyrese.
Maybe contractually he gets a better deal if he quits in a fight.
I think he was just in that one Transformers movie and he thinks that he's
I think this is his
cool
best hope for any publicity whatsoever. Yeah. And so this is what he's doing.
Yeah. You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
And so good for him, you know? Like if I were in a movie with Dwayne, I would be like, look, it's either me or Dwayne.
And would you? They would ask.
And then I would be like, can I still be in it? Anyway,
but
you're
if
like
you choose Dwayne,
boy,
can I
on the
still be in
and
it?
You're like,
clearly,
it's
you're
me
still
or Michael
choose
Jordan.
Dwayne, so can I?
If I was in a movie,
listen,
with Dwayne,
I can either get you coffee or you can have Dwayne in this movie.
If
which
if,
is it?
Yeah. Oh man, that is a bold move to turn down a Dwayne movie, Philip.
And then they look at Dwayne and they're like, "Well, will you get us coffee?"
Right, exactly.
And Dwayne
no,
says yes
because
he's very gracious.
Dwayne might
right,
get coffee.
Would.
Dwayne's a good like.
He's a good coffee.
What a
guy.
What a Getter. Fella that Dwayne.
He really is a fella,
yeah.
isn't he?
Yeah.
I like him. I mean,
me too.
I don't know if you could if anybody knew that before, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but I like Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
All me right, too. Let's dive into
what
some
a
questions.
Son of a Rocky
here.
Johnson.
Rocky, he is a son of a Rocky Johnson. Also his dad's name is his dad's real name is Wade.
Oh, you lied
That's
to
fine.
Us.
No, no, no. I said his I said in the previous episode, Rocky Johnson is not his real name. It's just his current legal name. But his real name,
but
I think it's
his
legal name.
But then you just said it's Wade, so.
His birth name is
his
Wade.
His Christian name?
His given name is Wade Douglas Bowles. He changed it
yeah,
to
Yeah, I
would have
changed that to Rocky Johnson also.
obviously, you changed it to Rocky Johnson.
Wade Douglas.
Bowles.
So
Wade
what kind of Johnson. Questions do we got, Johnson?
Yeah.
We got
like
some good ones.
No questions.
Let's talk about this question. This is from Anonymous, and we'll call them Leslie.
Oh, thank you, Leslie.
Berthel.
Flintstones car to work every day or only eat the pills for meals from the Jetsons?
What?
You guys familiar with these
oh,
two shows?
I see.
So in the, Jetsons, they don't eat food. They just eat pills for their meals. And in the Flintstones, they have cars that you have to move
oh,
with your feet.
Oh, Flintstones. I thought you said eat pills on the way to work every day.
What?
Or eat pills like the Jetsons or something like that.
You thought no, I, no, you I thought when I said Flintstones car
Flintstones
that I said eat pills?
Car to work every day.
Here's the thing.
Or no more tasting your food.
Before
just
we get into this,
survive.
Before we get into this, a thing I realized the other day, and RJ, I'm actually curious. I think you're the only one who could actually give insight into this. Do
oh
kids
boy.
These days know that the Flintstones
no.
used to be a show? Because they're no. still the mascot for those cereals. So kids these days, all they know about the Flintstones is the cereal.
Is Fruity Pebbles. That's right.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah. Was Count Chocula like his own cartoon when like parents were kids?
The Halloween candies were or cereals were never a thing.
All right.
A mainstream. Yeah.
So
what about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch chefs? Did they have their own show?
They did have their own show. It was weird because it was like Breaking Bad, but like the world wasn't quite ready for it. And so
now they're just cooking our meth.
Yeah, it got canceled real quick. Exactly. And then they did real Breaking Bad.
I always wondered about the Cookie Crisp guy.
Yeah, it seemed like there was more too much of a story. Too much of a
story. Did you know that the original Cookie Crisp mascot was a wizard?
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
That's
it
all I have. What?
So
a wizard. A wizard. Where? How did you hear Liger?
I just thought that it was a better option.
That's what Radagast was really doing.
All right, let me tell you guys.
Do I need to random teams this one?
There's a big hill on my way to work. Actually, it's on my way home.
It's called a mountain.
Ways, but on the way home, I'd have to go up it, and I don't think I could make the Flintstones car go up that hill.
But is that worth giving up eating food?
Well, so basically, I wouldn't be able to go to work anymore.
You could change.
And then I wouldn't be able to eat anymore.
Maybe you just move closer to work.
I could change my job to somewhere that's on an even plane with my house.
You could move closer to work, or you just get incredibly powerful calf muscles, Gregory.
Oh.
I would say the pill food.
Not only my own mass.
Where you get a lighter car. Like,
wait, Phil, you would choose pill food over...
Listen, because there's nothing that says, in the Jetsons, there's nothing that says that you have to eat the pill food. So
that's
the
all they
food
eat.
Is an option, but I would love to have the option of getting sustenance without having to sit down for half an hour.
But this question does say that. It says only eat the
because
pills for meals.
I love the way that food tastes, and I'm all about it, but sometimes it's just such a pain to have to stop and eat. I get mad at my body for needing that.
Could you eat outside of meals?
I will say this. Phil, the question does specify you can only eat pills for meals. It's not an option. It's an only eat pills.
Oh, like a pills on wheels sort of thing.
Yeah, pills on wheels.
Instead of meals on wheels?
I just want to ask... if maybe down below all those Jetson saucer skyscrapers they're living in, if the world isn't really a barren wasteland,
but
and
it's the Flintstones.
Food is unavailable.
Soylent yeah, clearly green. It is.
Or what if they're taking place at the exact same time
That's
and the
right.
Jetsons are living above the Flintstones?
It's the haves and the have-nots.
Oh.
Interesting.
But the Flintstones know what they're doing. They're like... they're like pissing into dinosaur. No, that's actually pretty terrible.
What? What?
They're pissing
the Flintstones,
like their sinks
dinosaurs?
And stuff are dinosaurs, and every time
I don't
they
think
do
the
something,
toilets are though.
I think it's implied they are. They never show it, but like their sinks, all of their appliances are dinosaurs,
yeah,
and every time they use them, a dinosaur looks at the camera and he goes, "It's a living." So apparently, they're paying these dinosaurs to do these.
It's a living.
It's a living.
Living. It's a living.
Like, well,
like at least
living.
I'm getting paid.
This job sucks, but it's my job.
Because this show was written right after the Depression when jobs weren't a thing.
I think it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Who are you?
but still, it is disturbing that they're sentient dinosaurs, but they're made
to they're aware of currency.
Oh, God.
And yet Dino, the dinosaur,
it's really disturbing
is a dumbhead.
Yeah, Dino's a pet. It's very disturbing.
It's like a Pluto Goofy situation. That's a pretty good...
Yeah.
Speaking of Pluto and Goofy, I think Pluto might just be like a weird dude. Like, everybody asks that question, like, how come Goofy gets to be sentient but Pluto's a pet? I think Pluto's just a weird
Pluto's
dude.
Pluto's not a pet.
Pluto's not a guy. Pet. He's just a weird guy.
He just lives in Mickey's house. And
he just lives, he's like, let me live in the doghouse. Yo, I'm just going to talk like this. Goofy's like, we went to high school together, Pluto.
I've already heard you do this
I like
bit.
To think that
doesn't
Dino,
mean it's not funny.
Dino is just like a mentally challenged dinosaur.
And why do you like Dino. Feeling this way? Does it make you feel superior to Dino?
No, because... it doesn't make sense that he's the only dinosaur who's like
can't
pet
talk.
Level intelligence.
Yeah, he's pet level.
And so I feel like the Flintstones are just horrible people.
No,
so
Barney's got a cat.
The Flintstones are horrible people who found this poor, like, mentally challenged dinosaur and made him their pet.
RJ's looking incredibly disturbed by this conversation.
He's reading about the Flintstones.
I'm concerned that RJ did a Google search that he can't unsearch.
There's a little bit of that going on. I also found the...
did you Google Flintstones Flintstone
the
toilet?
DC Comics, the
yeah.
Flintstones
they have
comic?
A current running DC comic about the Flintstones, and apparently it's like based on one review I read, it's actually like very insightful and topically relevant to today, which is weird.
It's like the best Flintstones ever. Because
yeah, there's, yeah, they deal with like racism good. A lot, apparently, because there's Cro-Magnon Man in it, and everybody treats Cro-Magnon Man like
Cro-Magnon Man.
It's Phil, like, do you know Neanderthal anything kind of. About science?
Yeah, he's kind of it's similar to Neanderthal.
Oh wait, no, it's Neanderthals that are in the comic. Anyway, it's apparently yeah. like a weirdly oh, like. Yeah.
It but looks I'm like the Fred lost his job too. He's like searching for jobs.
Yeah, it's yeah. weird. We also lost there's his also job. A currently running Scooby Doo comic for some reason.
Barney got fired less well, and somehow let's got be promoted real. More.
Most DC comics are garbage, so it's not really hard to one up them.
I mean, you're it's not wrong, so but Greg, you've not read a DC comic in your life, so
oh, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true, but
I haven't read
it. It's also really weird that they publish Scooby-Doo and Hanna-Barbera and all
Hanna-Barbera
of these,
like, is not well, apparently it's all
Warner
comic.
Brothers because DC's just Warner
I know
Brothers.
I'm saying that DC publishes all these Hanna-Barbera comics
oh, I see.
And they publish Scooby-Doo comics but and the they publish Looney Tunes and then they do crossovers with like Batman and it just doesn't
oh, that's
make
fine.
Any
that,
sense.
That I think that's great. That's what I would do if I were writing comics for you.
That's
guys.
What I would do too. You need to. They did. They also published a Power Rangers comic that crossed over with Bat with
I
the
mean,
Justice
I'd,
League.
I'd How be was okay it? If Batman was still know. Like silly, but they're trying to be all dark and broody.
No,
and
yeah,
then
no.
Like,
this
and
is
also
perfect.
Elmer Fudd.
I would totally watch this shit or read it, whatever you do with comics. It,
you
got
to read with these.
You have to.
Like
usually, you have to.
Do you flip it and see the thing?
Here's what you do. You turn to a page.
They're not the talkies.
And then
is it a
movie? Watch
picture?
Through the page no. until the words go into your brain.
See, it's here's my problem with comics frame. Is I can never tell which bubble is supposed to come first.
No, it's mm-hmm. You got to go back and reread them sometimes.
That just means it's a poorly written comic because good artists and letterers will make it very clear the order you're supposed to read them in.
They put like numbers in them. Number one. Number two.
A big sign that says read this first.
Yeah. I think I would choose between them. We didn't answer this question. Well, Phil and Greg did.
I feel like we did.
I did.
All right. If you could, here's a new question. This is also, this is from Anonymous. We'll say their name is
Brian. Berthel?
You know, why don't Brian. You come up with the name before you tell us it's Anonymous?
It's less fun that way, you.
More fun for us.
Fella.
What if we call him Brian?
Call him How Brian. About Berthel?
No, his name's Brian.
Berthel?
Urkel.
It's not even a name.
Oh, my. If you could replace the lead in any
How
movie
about Berthel?
With if you could replace the lead in any movie
with Berthel.
If you would let me finish this question and keep Berthel. Why does Berthel talk like this?
Ask RJ.
Because Berthel is named Berthel.
Hey y'all, I'm Berthel. I'd like to take you outside of my hog, take a ride. I'd like to take you in my T-Bird and just Berthel.
Berthel's a verb now? Berthel became one of the most interesting people to the one of the least interesting people I ever want to talk to. Berthel uses
y'all
his own name,
back and
their own
Berthel.
Name. Hey y'all want to go for a Berthel excursion?
It sounds like it like just comes out of your mouth without you trying to. It's
y'all
like,
got your permission slips for the Berthel? Everybody got their signed waivers to come Berthel with me?
Love Berthel.
Can't Berthel without parental consent.
Oh, God. It's Berthel with a B, followed by an Erthel.
Nobody thought it was a different letter, Berthel.
It's spelled with a B, followed by an Erthel.
That's B Erthel. If you need to spell it, that's how you do it.
If you need to spell it, you're not invited.
Just that's not very Berthel of you. Any fucking way, if you could replace the lead in any movie with Dwayne, Berthel. Which movie / role would it be?
Every
my vote. This is part of the question. One. This is part of the question. They're giving input as well as a question, which is new. I'll allow it. My vote would be Independence Day as the president, so he could at least say he played him in a movie for his upcoming political campaign.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's a fair choice. But what about Air Force One then? Because not only is he the president, but he is a badass president who fights terrorists off his own plane and then crashes it into the ocean.
So you're saying you would put Dwayne into Air Force One?
No, I put Dwayne in every single movie, but
you only get
Air
to choose
Force
one. You only get to choose one.
Well, that's one that I would choose.
Who's your Cinderella. Number one? Top
I would put
one.
Dwayne in The Rock.
The Rock starring The Rock. That's good.
Which one would he replace?
Would he be Nicolas Cage or Sean Connery? He would replace Nicolas Cage, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. But do you know the one soldier that just looks like a fuck face the whole time?
No. Why would I know who you're talking about?
It's the blonde guy who just says stupid shit the whole time. I would change his name to Berthel.
Of course you would.
And then we'd have The Rock v. Berthel.
I would redo the Star Wars prequels and have The Rock, Dwayne, be Anakin.
Mace Windu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jar Jar. He would do so much of a better job.
I would be scared of Darth Vader.
Yeah, but those are really so bad. But here's the problem. You'd have George Lucas directing The Rock to just be a bitch the whole
time.
But
here's the thing. I think Dwayne is a strong enough presence that, he would just deliver a different line. And George Lucas would, excuse me, that wasn't the line. And he'd be like, what? No, that's the
no,
like,
I think oh, we I'm got sorry. It. I thought the Force was f***ing strong with me.
He would just say, I think we got it. Yeah. Like midichlorians. We're not doing midichlorians.
He could have saved us from so much.
Yeah. He would have just written Jar Jar out.
Plus, like, just in terms of raw physicality, he's much closer to the original Darth Vader.
Exactly.
6'6", like 350 David Prowse.
Yeah, that guy's huge. Arjo's just showing me his pictures tonight. He's huge.
Yeah. He's a bodybuilder. He's jacked.
Oh, he's jacked. What
do you think about David Prowse or The Rock? If you put Dwayne in...
Good one.
Damn it, I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, dude, where's my car?
That's a good one. I like this.
I had one that was going to be good, but
I think the Bone Doctor.
I think I would put him in
Bruce Almighty.
Cool Runnings.
Oh shit, Cool Runnings would be very good. Have him instead of John Candy?
Yeah.
No, but John Candy's an American treasure. You can't replace John Candy.
Why would you replace John Candy?
He was going to be one of the bobsled guys.
Yeah, he'd be one of the Oh no, I'd put him in as one of the Germans.
I would make
him asshole.
All of the bobsled guys.
Can you guys think of a movie that wouldn't be improved by putting Dwayne in it?
No, but you only get to choose one. I would put him in
Napoleon Dynamite.
That Pride and Prejudice remake, and I would make him as Elizabeth.
Okay.
The zombies one?
No, the regular one with Keira Knightley, but I'd replace Keira Knightley with Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
You know who I would replace Keira Knightley with?
Dwayne Johnson.
Who?
Berthel.
No, God. Alternately, if I got a second choice, I would... Do Shawshank Redemption replace Morgan Freeman?
Oh my God, you never replace Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's a tough call. It's a terrible idea.
Gun to your head, if you had to choose Morgan Freeman or Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who do you choose?
Morgan Freeman.
Shut up, guns to your head. They're going to shoot
Freeman. I just told you. Berthel.
This is the worst thing you've ever
put Dwayne
on the
in as Andy Dufresne instead.
Greg, there's a gun to your head.
That's the obvious choice.
Mm-mm. Then you get the Dwayne and the Morgan Freeman.
Why would you choose between the two?
I put him in Ace Ventura.
Or he could be the warden.
What if you put him in something like Ace Ventura?
I just said that.
I don't know that.
What if you put the warden in Ace Ventura?
Why would you say that?
Because I think it'd be funny. What about...
What if you put Andy Dufresne in The Mask?
Here's what I would do. I would take Adam Sandler's entire catalog and replace Adam Sandler with Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. You see, imagine Dwayne doing...
Big Daddy. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, or the Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. With Dwayne Johnson, though.
That is correct.
Right. Yeah.
I've actually never seen Billy Madison, fellas.
It's not very good.
One time,
but it's fine.
One time before Kelly, my wife, you know her, and me got married, we visited RJ and his children, and this is when RJ had one child, maybe two, and we were on a walk, and RJ, out of nowhere, I don't know why, said, "Someday, O'Doyle, your whole family's gonna get what's coming to you." And I said, "What?" And then Kelly stopped and turned and got right up in my face and shouted, "O'Doyle rules!" And I had no idea what was going on.
Kelly knows.
She got very aggressive at me.
Also, it is so weird to try to speak to RJ and have that guy standing behind him.
Oh, the ultimate weapon.
The ultimate warrior.
So weird.
Cut out of the ultimate warrior.
RJ, why do you remember what I was going to say before? What would you guys think if Dwayne replaced Christian Bale in The Dark Knight?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What if he replaced
I can't decide if that would be better or worse, because you got to have that stupid costume still. Like, you can't redo the movie to be cooler.
Do I look like
it's got to have
cop?
The stupid costume where you can't breathe through his nose, but it's Dwayne. Like,
I don't think breathing through a nose is an actual thing. I think that's just how Christian Bale does in that movie.
Oh, you think that's just Christian Bale's
problem? I think he was directed to do that voice and was not not directed to.
Well, the voice.
Stop acting
it's
weird.
Not I mean, what the I gravelly, do like trying to do the gravelly me. Voice makes sense, but then.
I don't think it makes sense. I think because.
He lisped a lot of his words.
One of the things about superhero comics is that they are stupid already. And to try to explain how come no one recognizes his voice is a question we don't need to address. Just have him talk normal or slightly different. Don't give him gravel voice.
I mean, I thought the way that they did it with the Ben Affleck one was fine.
I think that's actually a very good way to do it. Ben Affleck has a very
cool
robot
voice. The most surprising thing of Batman versus Superman is that Ben Affleck is actually a great
I think
Batman.
Ben Affleck is the best Batman we've ever had. I think Christian Bale is the best Bruce Wayne we've ever had.
No.
What do you think, Phil?
I think The Rock is the best man
we haven't had him
ever had.
But we haven't had him as Batman.
But he was my best man.
At your wedding? I was. That was me. That was actually me.
No, I wasn't. That was
I was the second best man.
Apparently, you all
man.
Thought you were, but Dwayne was there.
I was the
anyway,
second best man
the
behind
best man, not best
Eli
Batman.
Jorgensen. Yeah, I was the second best man.
I think.
Yeah, I was RJ's best
man. I was.
What's Phil's his name?
Second best man.
Dwayne?
Phil had two best
Ryan
men.
Gosling? No, the other guy.
Ryan Gosling?
No.
Ryan Gosling.
George Clooney.
No,
Michael Keaton.
We were already
talking Val Kilmer.
About.
Dwayne Johnson.
What? Christian Bale?
No. God damn it. The newest Batman.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
Ben
he's too overweight to be Batman.
But it works really
has
well for
Batman,
because the Batman he's playing is like 50 years
Justice
old.
No, Justice League Batman. He shouldn't be that old yet.
No,
that's
great.
What they're doing for this Batman. I agree with you. They shouldn't. And I agree with there's a ton of bad things about what the decisions they're making. I agree with RJ. The most surprising thing to come out of all of this is that Ben Affleck is actually a pretty good Batman.
No.
That movie
aside from the fact that he kills people.
The most incoherent piece of nonsense
it's very bad,
I've ever subjected
it's
myself
very
to.
Bad. And RJ's seen all of the Fast and the Furious movies.
And I've seen all of them, and I actually love them. And I hate Batman
it's
versus
really
Superman.
Bad.
And somehow... Really? Ben Affleck comes out of that movie just shining. He does an amazing job.
Except for the fact,
so
well,
good
he does a very good job.
Such a terrible movie.
He does a very good job.
I think Gal Gadot
movie.
Is the only one that comes out of that.
It's actually
shining.
Pronounced Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, you pronounce Gadot. The T. Gadot. That's how she pronounces it. Gadot.
She's great.
She's not French.
She's,
I know.
Israeli.
Okay.
I saw Wonder Woman.
It's really
I
good.
I thought it was pretty good. It's pretty good.
I don't want to get
so
into
good.
Wonder Woman yet because I haven't seen it.
Phil, it's really, really good, no, and I'm excited
great.
For you to see it.
It's
but
really
here, let's
great.
Talk.
You
let's,
see
here's
it.
The thing. Ben Affleck is a pretty good Batman, except for the fact that he's like a weird racist and kills people.
He's a racist?
Well, he hates Superman just because he's an alien.
Okay.
So like the literal, he's more of like a speciesist.
Oh, yeah. It's a
also, the guy
dumb,
that plays Zod is fantastic.
Completely incoherent movie.
That's a different movie, but yeah, he was pretty good. But
he's
also
in it.
Super, he's
okay.
not. He's his corpse.
I don't care. He's awesome. I love that guy and everything he's in.
I did see Suicide Squad, and it's worse than Batman.
I don't remember his name, but he's terrifying. He's in Boardwalk
Empire.
I didn't see that.
All right, let's get to a different question. Here we go. This is another Dwayne question. This is perfect for the transition.
Yeah, what a great...
You're going to have to do a lot of editing on this one, man.
Uh-uh.
That was long.
Everybody's going to love our good hot takes. Who?
This is
a question from Anonymous, and we'll call him Magnus.
Berthel.
Burnsides.
Wants to know, who is better, Dwayne or Mr. Rogers?
Oh, this is easy. Dwayne.
This hurts my heart.
You said Wayne.
I am
Mr. Rogers.
I am torn in twain.
Can I say something before you answer? Can I say something?
RJ, you may say something.
Dwayne would say Mr. Rogers.
Dwayne would say Mr. Rogers. I think I would say
Mr. Rogers.
Which is
why I would say Dwayne.
Ugh. I think Mr.
Rogers want to answer this.
Would say Mr. Rogers.
No, Mr. Rogers would say, wouldn't answer the question. Mr.
Rogers would say, you are.
Yeah, he would. He would say, you are the best.
He would say,
you
did it.
I would like to deflect. I would like to deflect to avoid answering this very hard question. What do you guys think it would take to get a Mr. Johnson's neighborhood?
Oh man!
Oh my gosh!
Well, whatever it is, if I can, I will.
Who's Johnson? Are we talking about
puppets?
Dwayne doing puppets. Dwayne having a little trolley, wearing sweaters, changing his shoes, feeding the fish.
Dibs on Mr. McFeely.
I have a better mustache than you. I got dibs on Mr. McFeely.
I have a better everything.
How
else
do we get this
you?
To Dwayne?
That's an amazing idea.
It's how so do good. We get this to Dwayne?
can we?
Well,
can
Phil,
this is like a serious question. How can we get this to Dwayne? Because hey, Mr. Dwayne, Johnson's neighborhood would be incredible.
I would
even
watch
if
that.
It's just a limited series.
Even
you know,
if it's just
a couple
one
episodes.
Episode.
I'm just going to go ahead
one
and that
you he's like doing some educational stuff for kids, telling you how a saxophone works,
oh,
and then we geez. Go to the land of
Listen,
make-believe.
Don't tweet him about this or he'll steal our idea.
I don't care if he steals this idea. I don't need credit for it. I just want it to happen.
You sound like a real Berthel right now.
You heard it here first, folks. Dwayne.
You heard it here first,
Mr.
Kev.
Johnson's neighborhood. Yeah, Kev, when you steal this idea and make it happen.
Yeah, please somebody give me some concept art for Mr. Johnson's neighborhood.
Eli.
Or Kev, whatever.
It'd be terrifying.
Okay, let's move. We're going to go.
Greg, what kind of beer is that?
It's the same one.
Oh, good.
I don't know what kind it is.
That's helpful.
Here's a question.
It's an Imperial Red from Fink and Garfunkel.
This is a question.
It's a 9% beer, so I'm taking it easy.
Guys, I have a real question. Nobody cares about your beers.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot.
This is another anonymous question.
Berthel.
No. Janet.
Janice?
Janet wants
Janet
to know.
Berthel.
Are high fives still cool, or am I a scrub for still doing them?
Oh, they're totally cool.
They're 100%
still
cool.
Scrub's not a guy
cool.
that can
Let
get
me
no
answer
love
this
from
one.
Me.
First of all, yes, high fives are cool. Second of all, saying you're scrub is not. So
yeah, no, you're not a scrub.
Kind of 50-50
we love you.
On this one.
No,
but like just the term scrub, like that's from the
oh,
the late
you don't.
Night.
Oh, it's coming
know.
Back, Greg. I say
know.
Scrub.
Yeah, what you say isn't what's important.
No, I don't want your number, and no, I don't want to give you mine.
So you're 50-50 on this one, but keep doing the high fives. Just drop the scrubs.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I think scrub is fine.
That was
fine.
TLC, Scott, or RJ, not no doubt.
Yeah, that was definitely TLC. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly. And
hanging out the front of hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
I don't want to meet you nowhere, and I don't want none of your time.
So a scrub...
He's trying to holler at me.
A scrub... He's a... He hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
I just
ride.
Said that.
I know.
I
want
that.
To address this. What if he's on the driver's side?
Then it's not his best friend's ride. It's his own car.
No. What if he's in the back seat on the driver's side?
Oh, then it's a different category than a
and
scrub.
And I know what that if he cannot approach me because I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash.
What if he is borrowing his best friend's ride and driving it?
Then that's not a scrub move. A scrub move is to sit in the passenger side of your best friend's car and hang out it like you're some kind of cool guy because your best friend's got a
See,
car.
See, if
I don't
you
know
can't
you
spatially expand my horizon, then that leaves you in the class with scrubs never rising.
Is that
a
lyric? Because that's a good lyric. That is impressive.
TLC was an interesting group.
Isn't Beyonce one of these people?
No, that's Destiny's
no, that's
Child.
Destiny's Child.
RJ,
very
what
similar.
Is happening to you?
And if you don't have
very
the G's
similar.
To please me right. and bounce me here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out.
This would be really impressive if Phil wasn't reading the lyrics.
Can't forget the focus on the picture in front of me. You as clear as DVD on digital TV screens.
Ooh, that's a pretty
DVDs.
Dated reference.
This is so old. Digital TV screens.
To reiterate, high fives are still very cool.
Very cool.
I don't know. There are some people who think they're not cool. Nobody in college would give
for the
me a
record,
high five. They thought it was weird
maybe,
for asking for high
for the
fives.
Record, I knew most of those
maybe
lyrics.
That was more about you than about
I had a friend. Fives. He every day, he would have to walk past me to get to his seat, and I would put up that five. I'd be like, slap me up. And he...
Maybe it's because you said slap me up.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. That's just the intent. Slap me up, bro.
No, see, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
I feel like maybe you wanted it too much.
Yeah, a little
no.
bit.
Yeah.
I don't it doesn't matter
if you just held up your hand and been like Berthel.
Here's the other thing. This is a real struggle. You ever put your hand up for a high five and then someone just puts their hand low and they make you come to them?
No, I don't live in that world.
That is the greatest offense to me.
I just
it doesn't
it.
Ever happen to me.
If I put it up for a five, you better reach up for that five. You don't go low and make me come to you.
I've never had anyone turn me down.
You know,
for a
you
high
shouldn't
five.
Have to say this.
I know it. I shouldn't, and yet here we are.
No, you just don't command enough presence.
Yeah, I think it's about you, bro.
You just spit in that hand. You spit right in it.
I mean, next time that happens, you just Just walk on by.
I just usually grab their hand and take it up, bring it up to mine with my other hand. I'm asking for a high five, not a low five.
It's not a bad move.
It's a high five.
Do you put it on your neck?
It's high, not low. What?
I think he said you put it on your neck.
You heard me.
He put it on my neck?
Yeah, he put it on his neck.
Okay.
You grab that hand, you put it right on your neck.
You think here's you have a question. Job.
We're going to end on this question.
You say we're brothers
fellas,
now.
We're going to end on this question. We're going to end on this
you
question.
You won't be brothers, though.
I want to end on this question.
That's not how brothers work.
This is an anonymous question. We'll say is from Jefferson.
Seth. Oh, Jefferson, okay.
If the bros were stranded in a plane crash on the side of the mountain, I don't know what mountain they're referring to. I think it's supposed to be mountain.
Just, we all know the mountain.
In what order would you eat each other?
Whoa.
I think we wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom. So RJ would get eaten
Scott
first.
Scott wraps around RJ. Scott wraps around
RJ. Gets eaten first, then we get saved.
I'd like to think I would sacrifice myself for the bros.
I'm a very fatty person. You don't want to eat me. Scott. I got a lot of fat on me.
Well, you don't want to eat the fat.
I want to eat the fat.
That's what I'm saying. I'm mostly fat.
I would first work on trying to plant some crops, I guess.
So they'd
have something else to
eat. Yeah, that's true. I'm imagining this is a very snowy scenario, but nothing says that. There are plenty of non-snowy mountains, depending on where you
are. And what do we do? We're just waiting for someone to come rescue us or something?
Why wouldn't we, like, hunt and gather?
This is a real scenario, guys. This happened one time.
Yeah, we know.
We got stranded on a mountain? What? Are you talking about when Phil shit his pants on the lake?
No, other people. Other
that
people.
Soccer team
us.
That had to eat all their friends, but they were already dead. They didn't have to kill anyone.
This happened? This is a different thing. No. If you,
some soccer team.
I read about it on
friends?
Wikipedia.
Yeah, they crashed. They crashed on a top of a mountain, and a bunch of them were dead, and they had to eat their friends to stay alive, and then they got rescued.
Here's the unfortunate
the ones
part
who
about
weren't
that.
Dead, to be clear.
What? Eating that's other terrible. People gives you
superhuman
power. Creinsfeld disease.
Yeah, it's not good.
The human mad cow disease. You get it from cannibalism. It messes with your brain, so don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I don't know that it's worth surviving just to become a crazy person.
Don't eat other people.
Don't eat other people.
Just don't do it.
I think we would construct a rudimentary lathe and build some nice hunting equipment. And, you know, we would create a new society with just the four of us because obviously we can't, like, reproduce any people.
Well, I think maybe we just die together.
Eli's trying to get us to make babies with just us?
No, not us specifically.
Just him?
Just, you know, dudes.
You know somebody who's trying to make dudes have babies?
Yeah, what are you...
What are you getting at here, Bilbo?
I don't understand any of this anymore.
They crashed on the Andes Mountains, okay?
Yeah, it's happened
they
more
were rugby
once.
Team. All
right, well, that's going to do it. That's going to do it. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We're so happy that you're here with us and listen
so
to...
Good.
We don't know anything, and we... You know,
say
we're
stuff.
Glad to
talk.
Have you. We're glad just to have talk. You. If you like the show, please take 45 seconds and review or rate us on iTunes.
I bet you could do it in 30 if you really try.
It's really easy. You don't even have to write anything. And if you know anybody who would like the show, please tell them about it. It would help us out a ton if you
apologize
shared it
in
with
advance.
Your friends. You can also find us on Twitter at BroDownPodcast and send us your questions either there or BroDownPodcast.com/ask with a K.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick side note. The hotel I was staying at recently had a black swan named Newman.
Oh, f*** that guy. Greg sent me a picture
and
of this.
I sent Scott
swan.
A picture of him, said it was his spirit animal.
I didn't get it at first.
And it was great.
I didn't get it.
Well, next time, we'll try Berthel.
No! I won't try Berthel. I won't do it.
We'll try
I have a line,
next time.
And that's where it is.
Next time, we'll try harder.
We'll try harder.
Next time.
Haven't heard from RJ in a while. I think he got into this cannibalism story.
Yeah, he's looking very disturbed.
It's really creepy.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Scary. It's awful.
Try harder next time.
Berthel.